When you begin Elul from the place of how bad and how wrong and how mistaken we are, you're beginning from a very weak place, a place where you're trying your best to save your life because if not, oh no, what's going to be? That's not a powerful place to begin your Elul from. And because of that, Elul becomes a very pressurized time that you don't know if you've ever done enough to merit a year to come.
Welcome to Now That Makes Sense, featuring Rabbi Levi Leibowitz. Original and exciting Torah ideas designed to help you learn and make you think. And now, Rabbi Levi Leibowitz.
Welcome, everyone. In this series, we're going to discuss the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. How we can get the most out of these days that we can, with incredible positivity, joy, and peace of mind. Now let's begin. Elul is here. What do those words mean to you? For so many of us, Elul is here means, oy vey, the month of Elul is here. It's that month where we have so much to do, so many responsibilities, so many demands put upon us in order that we merit a good judgment come Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Our lives are at stake. Without behaving the way we're meant to behave in Elul, who knows if Hashem will have compassion and mercy upon us? If that's the way you've been thinking, you're in good company with so many of us who have experienced Elul for so many years. And I have a personal agenda that I don't like Torah and mitzvahs to be something that is scary, that is pressurized, that causes anxiety and fear. I am trying to bring out and to reveal a side of Torah and mitzvahs that is exhilarating, that's so positive, so attractive. And so when I realized how for so many of us, Elul is just a time that we want to run away from, I said, we've got to delve into this Elul to understand better how it can serve us well. I'd like to make one distinction that may open up for us this whole topic of Elul and how we could understand it differently. The one question I want to pose is as follows. Is the focus of Elul on the past, or is the focus of Elul on the future? Hashem gives us an opportunity, a 1 month or 40 day, if you want to say like that, opportunity to cleanse ourselves, to free ourselves of all of our baggage, of all of our dirt. Is that what Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are all about? Or is Elul, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur about how to prepare ourselves for the most incredible future ever, that our coming year will be the best year we've ever lived? So, of course, I'm asking you a trick question, because Elul is about both things. It's about cleaning up our past, and it's about looking forward to the future. But in the end of the day, where is our focus? What are we emphasizing? Are we emphasizing our past, or are we emphasizing the future? And just a little insight over here, that when you're focused on your past and how bad you are and how many mistakes you've made, you are not beginning on a positive right foot. You are beginning behind the eight ball and looking for some type of salvation through these 40 days. That's not a powerful place to begin your Elul from. And because of that, Elul becomes a very pressurized time that you don't know if you've ever done enough to merit a year to come. When that's the case, Elul becomes that time that we are trying to avoid, we're trying to run away from, because all it does is it brings up negative feelings. How about we take a different stance on Elul? And we say like this, our past year had its ups and its downs. Do we need to repair things? For sure we do. But what's our Elul about? It's about preparing for the future. It's about setting ourselves up for success, that we live the best year we've ever lived, and that at least one of those dreams that we had for our spiritual, our ruchnius growth should come to fruition in this coming year. Now, this sounds really nice, and it's like, you know, these lofty thoughts. And if all it would be is dreaming, we wouldn't really need a 30 or 40 day period to do that. But we are talking here about something that's very serious and that we are going to take responsibility for. That in at least one area of our lives, we plan to live our 5784 in the most optimum way possible. Let me qualify that a little bit. In at least one of the aspects of our service to Hashem, we plan to live in the coming year the best way possible, like we've never lived before. But in order to set ourselves up in a direction that makes sense will lead to such results, we need days, weeks, a month plus to prepare ourselves with the proper mindset that gets us on track for success. And that's what Elul is all about. When I've shared this idea with people, I've heard the sigh of relief in the room. Oh, wow. I could see Elul from a different perspective. It doesn't have to be gloom and doom. Who knows what's going to happen? Our life's on the line. Is there any hope? No. It's looking forward. It's how can we move forward in our lives to live the way we always wanted to live, but never actualized. And to give more context to this concept, it's really incredible. Because in the Kabbalah Shabbos davening, we sing one of the Tehillim, the Psalms of David HaMelech, King David. And over there it says, Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Sogel HaAretz. The heavens are full of joy, and the land exalts. Yiram Hayam Umloo, the sea and all that fills it up, is roaring. Ya'alo Sodai V'Chol Asherbo, the fields and everything in them are just so happy. Oz Yirannu Kol HaTzeyar, then all the trees of the forest start singing. So we're talking here about the most joyous time possible. Every single aspect of the world is just so, so happy. And the question, of course, is why? Why is everyone so happy? And David HaMelech continues and says, Kiva, Kiva. You know the reason why everyone's happy? Because Hashem has come. Hashem has come. That's the reason why everyone's happy. That's the reason why everyone's happy? That's interesting. Why is it that when Hashem comes, everyone's happy? It's probably because when Hashem comes, he brings a party with him. He brings a lot of goodness and kindness and compassion. So when Hashem comes, we're so happy because we're feeling his goodness, right? That's probably what David HaMelech is going to conclude the Tehillim with. Sorry, that's not what it says. What it says is, Kiva, because he's come, Lishpot es Haaretz, to judge the land, not to bring all of his goodness and kindness and compassion. The reason why everyone is happy is because Hashem has come, and he's come to judge. And when Hashem comes to judge us, we are just jumping for joy. I'm saying that facetiously because no one wants to be judged. So how is it that David can describe a beautiful world of joy, of simcha, of happiness, of song, and it's all because Hashem came to judge? Yes, it's because Hashem came to judge. And to understand this, we have to take one step back. How do we understand how we are living in this world? Is it that from the moment we were born, Hashem gave us a gift, and We keep on going, day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. Is that the way you look at it? No, we as Jews don't look at it like that. That's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That Hashem does not give life for 80, 90, 100 years. He leases out life for 1 year at a time. And every single year, we have to come back and ask for an extension. So you think, that's not a good deal, because I have to come back and ask for an extension. Who wants to have to ask for an extension? Just give us the life from the get-go, from the beginning, and everything will be good. No. Because if Hashem had given us the life from the beginning, we would drown in this world of materialism and temptation and distraction. But because he tells us, I lease out life for a year at a time, and every single El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, we have to come back to him and share with him what our vision is, what our dreams are for the coming year. That is what breaks the pattern. It wakes us up and gets us back on track with our purpose in this world. That is the reason why it is an incredible gift that Hashem comes down into our world to judge us. Because the judging is a shake-up. It's not this judgment of, Oyvei, he's not going to like me. I'm never going to be good enough. And he's just going to destroy me. No, it's a judgment that is meant to help us, to wake us up, to shake us out of the pattern that we could fall into, that we can then return back to our essence, the reason why we're here in this world. That's why the world is full of joy when Hashem comes down to judge. Because we all know the judgment is the best thing for us. It gets us back on track with our mission in this world. This is the other view of Elul, the gift of Elul, the opportunity of Elul, that as we move forward, we will try to take advantage of.
Rabbi Leibovitz is brought to you by the Vought Project of Yeshiva Toras Chaim of Denver. For more details on the program or how you can be a part of the Vought's growth, please email lleibovitz, LEBOVITS, at voddproject.org. Vod spelled VAAD. Thanks for listening and enjoy a meaningful day of growth.